From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. We'll open the hour with the Cyrus Chestnut Trio. Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Neil Smith on drums. A track from the album Moonlight Sonata, Swingin' Classics. Straight ahead, jazz interpretations of familiar classical works. I'm reminded of the Jacques Lussier Trio and their many albums interpreting the classics in a jazz setting. This is Cyrus Chestnut's debut album as a leader for the Japanese Venus label. He appeared on other Venus Records projects as a sideman. Some of the composers represented here include Bach, Beethoven with the Moonlight Sonata, also Schumann, Liszt, and Johannes Brahms. This is his piece, Hungarian Dance No. 5.
Thank you.
That's one from the debut album from sax man Steve Wilson. Featured on alto sax on that track, he also plays soprano and flute on this release, a 1998 Concord Records CD called Generations. He's in a quartet here with Mulgrew Miller on piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Ben Riley on drums. We heard a Steve Wilson original. Cisco. Some solo guitar before that from Michael Mark, his full name being Michael Mark Zanabili, a native of Germany. He now resides in the San Diego, California area. His style of guitar playing heavily influenced by jazz, classical, and Spanish flamenco guitar playing. The album Acoustic Guitar, solo guitar renditions of jazz standards here. We heard I've Got You Under My Skin, a slight Latin tinge to that piece, I think. And getting the set and also the hour underway with the Cyrus Chestnut Trio and their interpretation of Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5. Look for that on the album Moonlight Sonata, Swingin' Classics. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with the Miles Davis Quintet. Actually, this will be a quartet performance, as the sax player, John Coltrane, is not featured here. Miles Davis, of course, on trumpet, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. The session recorded in 1955 and first released originally as part of the LP Miles. It has since been reissued on various Miles Davis compilations. This is taken from the compilation The Best of Original Jazz Classics. There is no greater love.
Thank you. vision realized, like falling off an escalator staircase. Measure every year in photographs, and now the book is harder to remember. Every page I turn, I question how. How could anybody tell me what to write here, when words like photographs just can't be found? 'Cause we're not going anywhere today. No, we're not having company. Laundry's folded kneeling near the alabaster wall. If anyone could find me, they'd see no one's home. The mirror doesn't change, a soft reflection. How the lines are playing tricks on me. Years spent in the quiet of the house we used to make. The answer to my question can't unsay. We're not going anywhere today.
Another track from the CD sampler Best of Original Jazz Classics. Original Jazz Classics, or OJC, has been responsible for reissuing hundreds of classic jazz recordings over the years. OJC is currently part of the Concord Music Group. Recorded in Tokyo in 1975, the Tommy Flanagan Trio, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Keeter Betts on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. The Duke Ellington Juan Tizol classic, Caravan. The vocal in the set came from Lauren Kinnan, best known as one of the vocalists in the New York Voices. A track from her 2014 solo release, Circle in a Square. All of the tracks on this album, as well as on previous solo albums from Lauren, are originals penned by her. We heard We're Not Going Anywhere Today, with Andy Ezrin on piano, Will Lee on bass, and drummer Ben Whitman. And another track from the Best of Original Jazz Classics, getting the set underway, Miles Davis from 1955. There is no greater love. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the Phil Woods Quintet from 1990. Phil Woods on alto sax, Hal Crook trombone, Hal Gulper piano, Steve Gilmore bass, and Bill Goodwin on drums. Phil Woods, a fine alto sax player, heavily influenced by Charlie Parker, so it's only fitting that he recorded a fine tribute to Bird. And here it is, the title track from All Bird's Children. Thank you. some solo piano from Marshall Solal and the album Jazz in Emotion, The Shadow of Your Smile. Before that, music of Thelonious Monk, as interpreted by guitarist Peter Bernstein and his trio, with Doug Weiss on bass and Bill Stewart on drums, the album Monk, and one review of this album, which I read, noted that by interpreting the music of Monk on guitar, one tends to bring out some of the more melodic and lyrical aspects of the material. We heard Bemsha Swing, and we began the set, our final set of the hour, with the Phil Woods Quintet, and a fine tribute to Charlie Parker from Phil, All Birds Children, from the album of the same name. And I'm sorry to say that that is all the time we have for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. I hope you enjoyed my selections, and I hope you will join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.